This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
No, I mean, I let them, you know, yesterday was a travel day. You know, we went from, I've been on the West Coast so long, I think I should pay taxes on the West Coast. We traveled to San Fran yesterday, and I gave the guys, yesterday was like a rinse day for me. Like, I let them enjoy it. We did a lot of media. The guys did a lot of media. We watched film. We did a walkthrough on Florida. But for the most part, I just gave them yesterday to kind of enjoy the win. I wanted them to embrace it. I want them to, you know, this group has been phenomenal coach and so much fun to coach. I think you have to celebrate your success. But at the same time today, I told them last night, I'm like, guys, we're getting back up today. And they were all business. You know, they understood it. I think they appreciated the fact that, you know, I didn't grind them yesterday. And I just gave them a day to be kids and enjoy winning a buzzer beater in March Madness.
So that was Kevin Willard yesterday on the Kevin Sheehan Show, 980 The Game in D.C., and talking about the game plan heading into this matchup tomorrow night against Florida, top-seeded Florida, 7:30 tip, pregame 6:30 right here on 105.7 The Fan. And the question I'll ask is, this is the first time they've been an underdog since what, when they were in Champaign to play Illinois?
January 28th.
Yeah, so it's been a minute. Could that maybe, being the hunter instead of the hunted, could that relax these guys a little heading into tomorrow's game?
I think it's possible. They have undoubtedly been tight. And it's not just these two games. They were tight at Penn State, which was kind of sort of a must-win game if you wanted to get as high of a seed as you could possibly get. They were absolutely tight senior day against a Northwestern team that was without several key starters and was very undermanned and had limited offensive capabilities. The only way you could keep them in the game was, frankly, by playing at their speed and turning it over more than them. That Maryland complied for quite some time. I think the pressure had mounted of them becoming more and more of a national story, this Crab 5 thing taking off, the whole country being aware that they don't have a bench, but they've got the highest scoring, you know, starting five in the nation. I think it was building on their shoulders, and you started to see cracks form in their offensive continuity, in their ability to start games quickly. And by quickly, I mean pace, but I also just mean quickly in terms of they're interconnected, and Miguel's getting a shot off, and Rice is getting an open look three-pointer, and Gillespie's driving the lane. Like, the bountiful ways in which they could score the basketball, when they're right, it manifests itself from the onset. And they dictate to the other team, especially when they're facing lesser teams. And we were seeing the opposite of that. And certainly Colorado State was a very close call. So, yeah, I think they can collectively exhale. I mean, maybe this is the fan in me talking more than the analyst. Maybe this is me wishing it into existence a little bit. But you go back and you look at all these opening lines and closing lines and what they've really been up against the last 7 weeks, and they've been more the hunted than the hunter. And that's now all on Florida. And you know what? Florida looked a little tight against UConn. Florida looked like they were having to chase way more than they're used to. And pressure can crack things. And I do think that maybe that's one way that the Terps win this game or stay in this game till the end. And I do think that that dynamic has flipped. And I hope, and you could hear it in Willard's voice there a little bit. He's given them plenty of time to do their thing. He's not like a taskmaster about this. I think part of that is him wanting them to be a little looser and a little more sort of like having fun rather than afraid to mess up.
Like you said, the pressure is all on Florida, where last weekend it was all on Maryland, where they not only had to get to the Sweet 16, but also with all the rumors with Kevin Willard, where if they would have went one and done, then everyone probably would have put a ton of blame on Willard or the program for all of these unnecessary distractions. And you also play back-to-back double-digit seeds, in which you were pretty heavy favorites in both of them. They're 6.5-point underdogs against Florida. I saw a tweet from someone who works for BetMGM. 87% of the money is on Florida to cover. So no one, if we come in Friday and they end up losing by 6, 7, 8 points, and no one's really going to bat an eye, where this is a game you can let it all hang out, and they're going to need to score some points against Florida because they're the third highest scoring team in the country. They've scored 80 points in 29 of their 36 games. Now, the game that they just played against UConn dropped 77, and you're right, Jason, they definitely were a little tight in that game. You can let it all hang out Thursday night.
Well, they better, because like, and I know it's every game's win or go home, but the thought process going in, and I'm sure Kevin Willard is beating this into their heads of today, yesterday, like, nobody expects you to win. Like, they're better than you. Go, like, you need, like, everybody thinks you got no shot, so show them you got a shot. Like, I'm sure he's doing all the psychological warfare he can heading in.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We had Chris Nockey on the show Monday, guy who's coached Division I basketball and been around this particular program a long time. And I asked him about the chippiness, or what I viewed to be the chippiness, of Colorado State. And he had a great answer for it, right? He talked about, you know, their coach is probably saying, we play these guys
best out of seven
series, we might steal one. Now, can we steal that one tonight? And if we do that, this is how you have to play. And you kind of, you play on their psyches a little bit and you get them wound up and you hope they go out there and they compete. Now, they went over the line to me in a couple of instances, not just one. They got away with it. And I'm not condoning that or necessitating that. But I do think that degree of hustle, that degree of locked in, that degree of us against the world, it can move mountains a little bit. It can level the playing field. And they've got to embrace it the way a Colorado State, frankly, embraced it.
No, that's a great point, where Colorado State was winning a heck of a lot more 50-50 balls than Maryland. You got to get down on the hardwood to get loose balls. You have to rebound much better than you did against Colorado State, because Florida, they will kill you with second chance points where Colorado State didn't. The effort has to be there. They got to be playing with their hair on fire.
It's going to be fascinating. And by the way, and we'll get into this a lot more tomorrow, but what a sports day it's going to be tomorrow with the Orioles opening and the Terps playing in the evening. Maybe the Ravens will give us a signing of some sort to just completely give us a crap.
Or they could contract? Wait till next week. Why don't they wait till next week?
Yeah, I would like that. I would like that as well. But it would just fill up the day. But we have a
huge... Sashi, if you're listening, I know you are.
Yeah.
Push it back.
Yeah. Push it back. Huge show today. Hump Day Wednesday. We get started. Guess what?
Don't run it back.
Yeah, no.
Push it back.
Push it back way back. Tim Murray from VSiN. We'll get his best bets from the for the Sweet 16 coming up at 3:30. Our weekly chat with our friend Rita Hubbard coming up at 4:30. And it's baseball season. So our first weekly chat with our friend from Baltimore Baseball tonight, Ryan Ripken. We'll find out if the Orioles are fine at 5.
Cut from the same cloth.
Yes. Oh, that's right.
Bone overdrive. Fate uncertain. BBT, back with a vengeance.
Yes. Friday.
For the next 6 months.
Yes. That is certain.
That's locked in.
That is locked
bone
in.
Overdrive?
Bone overdrive, I would say. Future uncertain.
I don't mean to go too off the rails and too inside baseball. Is bone overdrive dead forever? Or do you think it's back for football?
I think it could be on life support.
Yeah. And that of course, is BFD.
I'll just say it's above my pay grade.
Okay.
How about that? A political answer.
But it's your baby.
It is my baby. I love BFD.
Sometimes you got to birth your baby out into the world.
I miss BFD.
Let it go where it goes.
Yeah.
I miss it so much.
You got to let that toddler bounce off some walls and fall down a few times. Maybe roll down, roll down a set of steps.
Yes. Well, they're pliable.
How are your kids growing up?
Well, they're pliable at that age.
This is more, I think, a statement of bone overdrive than it is an actual child.
Yeah. This is a figurative child, not a real baby.
Like content baby.
Yes.
It's Bones content.
Yeah. We will have a ton of football, baseball.
Hey, the good news is, Bone, they can't kill the Bone Simulator.
Yeah, no.
It's back tomorrow.
They're not killing TMI. TMI is a moneymaker.
Yes. Yeah.
It's got highs.
That's what I'm saying. It's a moneymaker. So they can't take that away from you, Bone.
Yeah. Coming up next, the elephant in the room with the Maryland Terrapins basketball team, Kevin Willard. Will he be the coach of this basketball team next season? Have we heard anything new concerning Kevin Willard and his future with the University of Maryland? We're going to tell you next here on The Fan.